Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Want to talk about delivery drama. Delivery driver drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to hear when you had a baby. That's something else.
Oh, right.
Because delivery room right. drama, just note to self. I don't remember last time we did that, but those are amazing stories.
Yeah.
Oh, those
like
are
I
fun.
Recall T-Yak just abandoning his wife to go get a burger, like the a-hole
oh, yeah.
that he is.
Well, they made me. The doctors yeah.
Oh,
made
yeah, they
me.
Made me. Oh, God. Oh, I better go.
The doc came with me.
The milkshake, too.
But there are a couple stories I'm just moving past.
Yeah. She got me. Dang it, she got me.
There's a couple stories of, is it DoorDash or Grubhub? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Postmates, whatever.
Somebody, was it Jamba Juice?
Was it Jamba Juice?
They were delivering some sort of smoothie. Could be Smoothie King, could be whatever.
Yeah.
They're bringing a smoothie into the house, into the hallway of the apartment complex. Tripped, whatever, pulled a Kevin with the chili.
No.
Oh, no.
Spilled it, and then just like pulled it back into the cup from the floor. Scraped it off the floor. Apparently, it was enough to feel like a full smoothie again.
Do you think the person who got it knew something was up?
They're kind of gritty anyways.
Right.
Yeah, they are. Like, if it's got a little raspberry seeds or you did the flax or you did any of the...
I'm concerned. I may never get a smoothie delivered again.
My hope is, I don't know that it says it in the story, but it was like, I think they saw the footage before they horked it down. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't think...
We're going to go with that.
Unless they were... And then they were sucking it up and got a little pebble or something. They were like, what? Let's watch the footage. And then they
got like hair... That's the problem.
Would you even notice in liquid?
Yeah, like I think the hair so. Down here? Because if you're scooping off carpet, you're getting some clumps.
And it is a carpet.
Ew.
And it's like an apartment hallway.
Yeah, that's what I thought
so
it was.
It's gross.
Very gross.
Is carpet worse than if it was on like hardwood or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would, so. Things stick.
Especially
in
a shared one like this when at least... Yeah. You know, 5,000 okay.
people
have walked on it.
Yeah, stepped in dog pee yeah. and walked all over it.
Also just pee everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so that's an example of what we want stories of. Like, mm-hmm. you caught your driver. There was just an Amazon driver who got busted. Like, she dropped the package and then she went between their two cars in the driveway.
Yeah.
I think he was a number one,
what?
Not a number two.
Went to the bathroom?
Dude, those guys are on such a tight schedule. And the dudes all pee in bottles in the truck. And the girls, God help them, man. They just have to like, like, you guys, if you're a delivery driver, I used to be a courier. I get it. Back in my day, I did some horrifying things. But mm-hmm. like now, I pooped in a Taco Bell bag in somebody's front yard.
Yeah, live moss.
Why are you telling us this?
Because I was in Steamboat. I had to, rich people back in the day would like, I need the Wall Street Journal. So I would drive to DIA, pick up a Wall Street Journal that somebody had flown in.
What?
Grab it. And I'd drive to this rich dude's house in Steamboat, leave it on his doorstep. But on the way up, I got Taco Bell. And by the time I got to his house, it was like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
No. Leave was, what on his doorstep?
It was, okay. It was churning. So
I'm horrified that you're sharing this.
So, like, there's nothing open. There's no place I can go mm-hmm. in Kremling or Steamboat Springs at 6 in the morning when I'm dropping this thing off. Because I picked it up at, like, 4 in the morning, drove up there. And then, so I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to poop in his yard. So I got behind some of his...
class, Erica.
I'm, like, literally at such a disbelief.
So...
like, why are you telling us this?
So then I got behind his hedges... with the Taco Bell bag, which has two handles. So you got the handle on either side of your body. And then you can just hear it going like.
Okay. Okay.
Into the bag.
But then what?
But it was more like.
Then you had to stick it. You had to stick it in the car with you and drive it back down.
I tied the bag shut. So I.
That's it. I'm getting the times from now on.
Yeah. And then I.
Okay. If you are a delivery driver who has a story like that, I encourage you to change your name.
You can be Candy and we can be you. Mm-hmm. But like, that's the kind of stories. Like, I want some guy to, from Steamboat to go, yeah, man, I went out to get my Wall Street Journal.
And there was a guy holding the Taco Bell bag up to his butt. Okay.
I did. I was like, hey, man, you want to come in? But I just let him finish in my hedges. All right. Delivery drama is what we're looking for.
Delivery driver.
Sure. They have handles on either side.
I think it's like they knew from designing it.
Okay. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
You guys may remember, I think I told you the story. I was with all my siblings. My sister and her husband had rented a car on Turo or whatever, and he accidentally took the keys to golf. And she had the kids. We were trying to go to the zoo. It was a whole thing. And so they, I'm going to say it, Uber couriered the keys back to the house where she was staying. The keys never arrived.
Because
the man claims that he left them on the porch.
Just
and
a porch. He's like
searched and searched. I mean, we searched for hours for these keys. My brother-in-law kind of cussed him out on the phone a little bit, and we never got the keys. It was dramatic.
What, did they send a picture?
Yeah.
Because I've done that. You're like, they send the picture and you're like, okay, well now I'm just looking for a Tuscan house or a, like a
they
Victorian.
They didn't send the picture. And then he like explained, like I put them on the table next to the door or whatever. And we're like, there is a table next to the door here, but we just think he didn't want to drop off
the
key.
He didn't feel like it. Sometimes they don't feel like it.
So they had to pay for the spare key for the car.
I just remember another courier story that I'd like to tell in a few minutes.
I'll tell it in a few minutes. Okay.
But I think there was a company here that did circuit boards and then they went out of business about the time that I was doing courier deliveries. And I'm pretty sure it was my fault.
What?
I'll explain.
What?
Dude, I don't know if I've ever told this one on the
air. I don't think so.
Yeah, this is a
Taco Bell bag.
How often do you have to poop? Ruining companies?
I took down a company.
Oh, my God.
All right. If you have delivery driver drama, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing delivery drama. We didn't get to the one story real quick. In the news, somebody, a delivery driver, this has been everywhere, said, hey, man. They rang the doorbell.
Oh, yeah,
it's a Ring doorbell. And the person goes, hey, I'm not home. Just leave the package right there. And then the Amazon driver says,
do you know there's a pigeon in your house? And there's poop everywhere.
So they could see, and the Amazon driver could see inside the house. And they're like, yeah, man, your house is full of crap. And the guy's like, oh, man, that's a bummer.
There's just a pigeon going ham
in
there.
Nothing you can do at
nothing
that point.
He's just like, well.
But it was nice of the guy to tell him.
I guess.
Otherwise, you walk in and you're like, what happened?
But either way, you're going to walk in and go, what happened?
Yeah.
Anyway, without further ado, I wanted to tell, when I was a delivery driver, I don't know that I've ever told this story before. I do think I took a company down. I won't say the name of the company, but we had a couple of big technology companies in town, and they would get circuit boards flown in.
Okay.
To DIA for like repairs and different things. And on like a Sunday, I'd drive to the airport, get these things, and drive up there. Like, I was so fast, like, the guy wouldn't even get there to meet me to get them.
Okay.
So it would happen all the time. It's like, you need to, like, meet me there at 3:30 in the afternoon. And I'd get up there at, like, 2:45. I'm like, ugh. So then I was like, I'm driving around. I'm like, went and fueled up my truck. And then they had a free car wash. So I washed my truck, whatever. And as my truck is going through the car wash thing, I'm like, where are the circuit boards?
Oh.
Where were they?
I look back and I can see the box floating in the back of my truck. And I was like,
wait, so you didn't close?
I didn't have a topper. It was, and I didn't, so they would have fit in my back seat, but I just, I hit DIA, I threw them in the back of the truck.
Oh,
and I was just like,
rough. Yeah.
Yeah. And I could just see them floating. And now I have 25 minutes to make that box look dry. So I strapped it to the front of my truck and drove like 80 miles an hour up and down Highway 36 to dry the box out enough so that the guy, when he signed for it, would go, this looks good. And inside, when they opened that box, there were Intel processors that had, hopefully they were in plastic, but it was a huge,
And you never found out?
The company shut down very soon after that.
You stopped driving those boards.
I did not have that run.
Oh. Mm.
But to see them literally floating in soapy water in the back of my truck. Anyway, we're going to take your stories now. You have a text?
Well, I first wanted to get to this one. They just said it's very disturbing listening to this on the radio as I'm sitting in the Taco Bell drive-thru. Going to have to check my bag.
There's nothing in it yet, but I'm going to tell you.
You just might save it in your car for later.
Right, especially if it's one with the two handles.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm just going to tell you. The next time, even like a King Supers bag, any bag, when you're putting something in it and you hear that like, that sound, you're going to go, you know what else sounds like that?
Slacker pooping in a Taco Bell bag. Okay, I do have one really funny text that I wanted to read.
Okay.
I can't call in, but my husband works for an energy company and the old director's husband was a lineman too. He got caught twice pooping on people's property. The first time he literally dropped his pants, squatted on these people's driveway and pooped. The homeowners caught it on camera and he had to go back and pick it up. LOL. While the homeowner watched him with his arms crossed and all. And I was like, what? And then they said, yes, he literally had a dog poop bag to pick up his big old log. And I feel that that last part I didn't need to read.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have read it on the air.
Yeah.
Right. Is that enough of a punishment?
Just go pick it up yourself.
Go get it.
But if they watch you pick it up, yes.
Okay.
But like, if knock like, on the door and ask if you can use a restroom if it's that urgent.
I did.
And they said no?
Nobody answered the door. I was in dire straits. The contractions were like less than 10 seconds apart. Okay. My gravy had broken. It was
gravy. What's wrong with you?
You gotta go lawn. Don't go driveway. What are you doing?
Yeah, don't go driveway. Also,
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for us to sing our little tails off.
News. News.
Oh, no. No.
News.
No.
News.
No. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news. Or no.
I don't want to have to watch Erica's mouth every time, but I have to.
Why?
Because she doesn't always do the
And sometimes not the only
if
one.
If I'm being honest, I think sometimes you phone it in. Like, I don't think you try as hard as everyone else does. No.
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry that I was looking at something that I need to post on our Instagram page. I'm sorry.
You know, when women say, like, I'm sorry like that, you're actually, I don't know if you know this, but you're actually not sorry. Okay.
Not at all.
But you could maybe, if you want, I could set up a session with Tiak to like tutor you. He would be happy to get you up to speed. Yeah, look at him. He's so good at the song.
I think I sing just fine.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
If you think 12 pieces of flair is enough, then...
You do this and I don't know what I would have been.
If you didn't hate Erica before, now you do.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh my God, you're starting great.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We got so much grandma news and grandpa today.
Who is that?
Our bosses?
I don't know.
I am thrilled by this news. It is time. It is time, 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 time.
It's time.
Aaron Rodgers is finally retiring from the NFL.
Did he? I thought he was signing a 1 year or something.
He is going to play one more season with the Steelers.
Oh, so then he's not retiring.
But he's retiring after the season. It will cap off 20 years in the NFL.
I just don't like him.
I just don't.
For reference, who's he married to, dating?
He's married to like some secret woman.
No, dang it. Okay. I don't know who he is.
He used to be with Shailene Woodley. He also used to date Danica Patrick. Yes.
Thank you.
And Olivia Munn too, right? I think. Didn't he date Olivia Munn for a little bit?
I think he did. The Shailene thing was weird because they were here quite a bit.
Yeah.
Why?
I think she's got family here or something.
The Shailene thing was weird because I'll just say on like a political point, they could not be more opposite. And it was like, that's
really
interesting. Yeah, like very vocally different ways, but whatever. Huh. It worked for
them
for a time.
I don't ever remember Shailene because she just seems like the Costco version of Katniss.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, because yeah, she was in another movie.
Oh, yeah, Divergent stuff.
Divergent. Yeah. I loved those books.
Yeah, my daughter loved the books, and the movies just didn't live up to
it. Yeah, the movies, the last one kind of went straight to TV, I think.
Yeah,
because yeah, they it wasn't good.
So but, I just saw, yeah, she was Kirkland Katniss.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, no more NFL after this year. I just think it's fine. A wham-wham baby.
He didn't get, he got hurt like that was 3 or 4 years
ago. Well, 20 years in the NFL, how many people have done 20? I mean, that seems like a lot. Like
Brady for sure and not many others.
Because yeah, he's in his 40s then, correct?
Yeah, he is for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I think he's like 42. Him a little bit now because I think he's calmed down. He's done a lot of drugs. He's done a lot of the, he's done like ayahuasca and mushrooms and stuff. And so I think he's not quite such a, like a jerk. Like Cutler was always a jerk. There's a lot of NFL quarterbacks that are jerks and our very own old number 7. I don't want to say his name out loud. Restaurants are great. He's kind of a jerk. He could use some mushrooms or something.
Well,
to like be a nicer person.
This
I think
is
maybe,
why I'm glad this man's retiring. It's time. Yeah. Yeah, he also was with the Packers for so long. Couldn't get it done. And then
he did
leaves.
Get it done. They won a Super Bowl with him, I think.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they?
When did we? Yes, I think so. I think they won more than one.
Well, then he like went off and then like snapped his feet or something. His
he
ACL.
Snapped his... Mm-hmm.
2011, Packers won.
Okay.
Oh, okay. 15 years ago.
How many have you won?
Nope. Not many.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We being Colorado, are going to get some new stores here. Swig.
What?
The popular dirty soda place from Utah.
Fun fact, I've had Swig once in my life, and it was the morning I got engaged. Weird start to that day.
Is it as gross? Like,
I love dirty sodas. I'm not even joking. I could have one every single day. I'd love them. So there's going to be 10 of them in Colorado. One is expected in the springs by the end of 2026.
Isn't it just you can make it at home?
You can, yeah.
You could, but do you have that many syrups at home?
That's kind of.
I feel like this has gone on for so long, and like I feel too embarrassed to ask. Like, I'm so late to the game, but what makes it a dirty soda?
Oh, my God. I just was at a graduation party this weekend. I asked the same question, felt stupid because my assumption was, and you guys, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. I thought it had to have some kind of creamer or milk or something in it. And they're like, au contraire, you do not. You don't have to add a cream element to it.
Do,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what
like
makes
a cream,
it. Like, yeah. Like it all of a sudden cream. Looks like a white Russian or something.
Cream, which is really good.
Okay. Okay.
And then like you can do like a tropical sauce. I'm doing the pump thing. Oh.
My son and daughter made theirs. It almost looked like a Shirley Temple. It was like Sprite, but then they had like grenadine or something red in it. And then they had lime in it.
Yeah.
And they had like, but they did not ever put a milky substance in it.
That feels like, you know, child's play.
Yeah. I'm doing like Diet child's Dr. Play. Pepper with like coconut and
that's
lime.
Disgusting.
Or, oh no, I love them.
They're weirdly
so
kind of good.
They're so good.
Mm. But it's like, it wants to be coffee, but it's not coffee.
It does not want to be coffee.
Well, it wants to be coffee because it's what the Mormons drink because they can't drink
coffee. Oh, they can drink caffeine, but they can't drink
cold caffeine only.
That's the rule.
Yeah, I learned a lot in Utah, guys.
I didn't know that was a rule. I thought it was no caffeine. So it's cold only?
Cold.
So they could go to Starbucks and get an iced coffee.
Back in the day, they didn't have ice. So they didn't think to write, there's just no caffeine.
If someone wants to call in and correct us on that, I would love, or text us 303-222-5433.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just anything dirty in a soda. Anything.
So if grenadine counts, and I've been drinking it for years. I put cherry Coke.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You make your own cherry Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In college, you always got to have a little grenadine because you can kind of just mix it with anything.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who on the show I dislike the most right now. And it is a three-way tie between you guys.
Let me make you a drink.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A kind of a special round here. It's not really birthday hunks, just one big birthday shout out to Cher. Today is her 80th birthday.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, Cher turns 80 today, so happy birthday, Cher.
That's really all you had?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? She's 80.
She looks great. Does she still look good?
Yeah,
she does.
Because she still boinks people way under her age.
Yeah, I think you're younger than me even, some of her boyfriends.
She's dating a music producer right now.
Who is...
39.
Oh, okay.
And she's 80?
Get it, girl.
I believe he was friends with her, like,
you're
children.
Allowed to date someone less than half your age.
If you're a woman.
I don't think so. That I don't believe in double standards like that. So
I don't really believe in them either.
I'm changing all my dating profiles to include embryos.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You guys, can you calm me down a little bit?
I don't know.
I'm really excited about Strays of Summer, but it's like still a couple of weeks away. It's like two weeks and yeah, it's a little bit away.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, June 6th, and it's not even June yet.
Right, but the good news is I think we're gonna blink and it's gonna be here. So, you know, summer gets going and then your calendar, it's like, oh my gosh.
I know, but I wanna do every bit of radio every single day about it because I want it to be packed. I want so many dogs and cats to get adopted that day. I want forever homes for everyone.
Forever homes.
But it's so far out that maybe we shouldn't be talking about it, but we should because
people
got
to put it on their calendar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if you got a soccer tournament or something? And you're like, oh, and then we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. Or no, you're coming to to number 38.
Right.
I also like what you said too. It's dogs, and it's not just dogs. It's animals. There's going to be tons. So if you're not a dog person, you can still come and find a forever.
Yeah, pet, there's kitties for sure. I don't know if we're reptiling it up.
I don't think
I'm feeling like no.
I think it's dogs and cats, but you never know. And I don't know if we mentioned this before, but there is going to be a Great Dane named Slacker there.
I've now seen the picture of said Slacker.
He's so cute.
Mm.
I'm smaller than this dog.
yeah, probably.
To be sure.
As of this exact moment, I don't think he's been adopted. I could be a little wrong, but he will be there regardless, whether he's been adopted or not.
Okay, so let's blast through some of the things that are happening. It's June 6th from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Nailing it at number 38 in Rhino.
Yes.
So get down there at any time. Now, some of these vendors are going to set up early. We're going to be there from 2 to 4 or 2 to whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I end up leaving with a dog.
Yeah.
Oh God, you're definitely going to leave with a dog.
After I can put a bunch of puppies in my car.
Yeah.
whenever we close the tab, too.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, it's number 38. It's a fun bar to hang out at with a huge back patio, and that's where we're going to be.
Only every time I've been there, I don't remember leaving.
Okay, we're trying to keep Erica a little more sober at this one. But Sploot Veterinary Care is there. Mm-hmm. And speaking of them, they have a contest going right now. You just register on the alice1059.com website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get a Sploot membership, which covers some of your like early vet costs. And then also, they're holding the contest to give away a $100 gift card to Chuck and
Don's.
Don's.
Chuck and Don's.
Like, it's not Chuck and Dave. It's Chuck and Don. Yeah, so Chuck and Don and Sploot are doing a contest on our website right now.
So you should sign up for that, even if you can't make it on the 6th. But then they're going to be there. I think you can sign up on site.
Yeah.
And you're going to need a vet when you get one of these furry friends. Sploot's.
They have 15 locations across Denver in the spring, so like they're everywhere.
And it kind of feels like they're getting more because they're kind of in strip malls and they're just kind of like, because I'd never seen them before. I'm like, Sploot, what a cool name. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there's another Sploot. Oh, look, there's a.
They have new locations opening in Littleton, Thornton, and Colorado Springs right now. So
let's blast through, and I'm going to go in order of what we have on the, like, these are some of the rescues, and we're going to try to get to all of them, that are coming on the 6th to number 38. Angels with Paws.
Evergreen Animal Protective League.
Hobo Care Boxer Rescue.
Lola's Rescue. Oh,
we love those because they were part of 12 Strays of Christmas.
Yeah.
Longmont Humane Society.
Old Dog New Digs.
Positive Restorations.
That's Paw.
Positive.
Red Fern Animal Rescue will be there.
Res Dog. R-E-Z-D-A-W-G. Res Dog Rescue.
This is my favorite name. The Scroungy Dogs and Pretty Pups Rescue.
if you want a pretty pup, they got you covered.
You want a scroungy dog?
They got it, Joe.
Yeah. Too. And Soul Dog Rescue.
By the way, we mentioned Sploot's going to be there. Tito's is going to be there. Ooh, how does vodka help a dog? It doesn't. It helps you. You can have a Moscow Mule or something out there. But they're also bringing Tito's is way into like a pet adoption and stuff. So they have a tag engraver that they're bringing to the event.
And Swanson needs a new tag, so I'll be hitting it up.
That is cool. Yeah, Fetch Photo Truck's going to be there too. So it's not just so you can get a photo with your new dog.
And they're actually giving away a photo shoot while we're on site.
Wow.
We're gonna have the Slacker Show bandanas
for your dog. No,
I guess I don't know.
You could wear it.
I don't
remember
know.
When we used to make bandanas into a little top?
I never did
I've rocked a do-rag in my day.
and then we can put Slacker and Slacker in the bandanas
imagine
together.
Do-rags.
Yep. No, the bandana.
And Kong. They were part of 12 Strays of Christmas, and they're bringing a bunch of toys as well. Mm-hmm. Do we get everybody?
I mean, for the most part, we've already given enough reasons.
Wait.
But we have one more.
Oh, my God. Before you say that one, okay. What's the one we just added today?
I and Love and You is going to be there, too.
Say it again.
I and Love and You. They do food for your cats, dogs. Also, yeah. They're going to have a bunch of stuff on site, too. They're donating a bunch, which is awesome.
Okay, Aaron, go.
We're going to be giving away tickets to Ed Sheeran.
I forgot. I was like, what's the other
This is
reason?
When I would have had a song ready, but since I don't. Well, I don't care.
When with my baby,
See how easy it is for everyone to sing along?
Yeah.
You'll be doing the same thing. So, June 6th, number 38, it's the Strays of Summer.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
KALC and KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, we abbreviated OPP. What do we have?
Today we have Haley, and she is worried about her friend's health. She's
worried about her friend. Okay. Haley?
Yeah.
What's going on? How can we help? We're so healthy in here. Sorry, that was sarcasm. Sarcasm. What is going on?
Well, I'm really worried about my best friend, and I really don't know what to do.
What's going on with her? Him, her, they?
Her. Yeah, she put on what looks like about 50 pounds or so in the past year, and that's like really not like her.
Okay.
Have you spent time with her?
Yes, absolutely. We see each other at least every week or two minimum.
Has her habits changed? Like, is there something and she decided to stop working out? Or
she definitely still has her gym memberships. I know her well enough that, like, I've just asked because, you know, the important thing is that she's happy and she's healthy. I've asked, like, about her marriage, how things are going there. She says everything's great. I've asked, like, how work is going. She says, oh, my gosh, I've never been happier. And I don't know how to bring this up. And I even talked to her family because we've known each other so long. I know them too. And they've noticed it as well. So
everybody, it's this little,
it's like,
I want to say the elephant in the room.
I wanted to say it too. And then I had to stop. Okay.
It's oh my God. Why is that even a phrase?
Well, because you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
If there's an elephant in the room. You can't ignore
it. Use that phrase.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I don't think I can pull it back together now that I almost said it.
You need me to take it from here? Or...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So everyone's talking about this thing.
Yeah.
But no one's talking, like, no one's going straight up, hey, friend.
You're putting it on.
What's going on?
I mean, we want to, and they said they're more comfortable if I'm the one to do this. But how do you bring that up in a way that is not hurtful, that is helpful? I don't know, like they said, maybe I should think about putting together a food intervention and they would be there for it. Does that seem like a lot?
And her family's going, it's on you, it's girl?
Well, they're saying they're more comfortable if I take the lead, but they're like there for support. I mean, I get it. Cause like,
I think she's doing the right thing by first asking about the outside factors.
Sure.
Like,
marriage.
How's your marriage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that really happen? Like guys, I tend to find if guys are in a bad marriage, they get ripped
because
they're preparing for the worst
and
being back out there.
Woof.
And
I know
at the gym
it's not good.
Yeah, I'd rather be at the gym than.
Yeah, I'd rather be anywhere than with her.
My worry here is there's like a food intervention feels. excessive.
Way too far. Yeah. Yes. Like, there's so many different health things that could be going on before you're eating too much.
I know, but none of them are easy to bring up because the reason you would need to bring anything up, you have to say the uncomfortable part out loud.
Exactly.
You like,
starting with a food intervention?
You're right. That feels like you bring the food chart with the, like, the grains and the meats and the...
Also, she knows. You don't wake up one day and go... Like, you know when it's happening.
Right.
Like,
but her best friend is asking her.
Yeah.
Like, her best friend's asking her questions. Like, that's like, if your best friend started going, "Hey, Erica, how's the marriage? Is Slacker treating you bad?" Is like,
the answer's yes.
No. Okay. Fine. But, like, she's been given the opportunity to go, okay. Like, yeah. If she's aware that this is happening to her, as you say she is, that's always been a question that I have is like, at what point does the light go on in your head? Is it 10 pounds? Is it 15? Is it 20? Because you see people put on 100 pounds. You're like, were you aware between 50 and 100 and you just stopped caring? Or when did you decide to just shoot the moon on this?
I think for me, it's when other people have said something to me.
What have they said?
Did they have a food intervention?
No, not quite. But I remember I was on a trip with like all my guy buddies and we were looking at pictures on a phone and I somehow scrolled and I saw that one of them had texted about I had gotten fat was the words. He did not mean for me to see that. It was very awkward because he felt bad. But it was a light switch for me of like, I mean, other people are like talking about this.
That is horrific.
That's just how people talk, though.
And also...
That should change.
Yeah.
I know it should, but it shouldn't, because if it's... Guys are just mean and use the wrong words, but they're like... They also care.
I don't think it was really that bad. It was like a kind of a wake-up call that I maybe needed. Like, I was like, wow, maybe I have noticed. Okay, a little bit, but it's not that bad. It's not, oh, no, it is that bad. Like, to your point of when do you step in, that was it for me.
Let me just jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't think you need a text or call about the food intervention. I believe the general consensus is that's a terrible idea.
But is some sort of intervention? Because if T-Hack's saying, well, until I know for sure, like until someone else has noticed, then... Oh, I'm horrified by this because I have had a time in my life when I like gained a lot of weight, but I was the one who knew, but I was not mentally in a place to change it.
Was there an outside fact? Was Haley on the right track when she's asking about the husband and the work?
I think so. It was like classic freshman year of college.
Mm. Oh,
and
you're
I was
unfettered from your parents and you can just,
and I was experiencing having anxiety for the first time in my life and gotcha. You know, things like that. So, but I knew because you go to put pants on and you're like, those didn't just shrink.
But if your best friend had come up to you and said, are you struggling with classes? Wouldn't you go, okay. I know what you're asking about.
I don't think so. Because I would have been like, you love me no matter what, right? But apparently for men, it's not that way.
Well, I don't know. How do you know if that person's willing to receive it? Like I kind of was, yeah. Even though it was hurtful and awkward. And
Did you acknowledge it? Did you go, hey, man, I saw that?
Yeah. Because we were like all together looking. So everyone's... All at once, knew.
And you said it out loud? You were like, what's this?
No, it was... It was like a screenshot of a text or something. We're all like looking at videos from the trip or something, and it just scrolled. I'm like, oh, I saw it. And it just kind of like...
That breaks my soul.
Yikes. I just like went past it. I'm like, we're not going to like...
I left.
Well, they were my ride, so I need... I took up two seats in the back.
Oh my gosh.
He has to laugh about it.
Dude, that is so good.
Because it's so dark.
That is so good. Okay. All right. Well, Haley, I know you're not alone. I know there's other people concerned for their friends. Look, the weight is one issue, but there could be an underlying issue. She's just going, oh God, no, I love my job. I love my husband. Maybe she doesn't. And maybe she's a full-on Stepford wife or something. And she's just like...
miserable.
Because I just don't know that anybody just gains 50 when their life is peachy. You just don't.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's probably a health thing. Things happen, like an actual
blood test.
Yes.
Something.
Things happen and you're like, I can't control it.
Okay. Haley, we're going to get you some advice. Don't move. Not to get personal with you, mm-hmm. but Like you struggled.
Yeah.
And then got some blood test that gave you some sort of, well, I remember you coming back and going, hold on, this is an answer I've never been told before.
Yeah. You got to keep fighting for it.
Because otherwise they just go, it's nothing. Try a GLP-1.
Their answer
is
always, just lose weight. And you're like, that's what I've been trying to do.
I go to the gym every single day. And it's like, nobody monitors their food like Erica monitors her food. And like, I get it. I wasn't thinking the health side. So sorry. I was just on the mental side.
But it's like, even if it's that, do you step in and say something?
You should, because if it's killing her. Because the worst thing in the world is like when there's somebody who's gained a bunch of weight and then at the end of their life, they go, yeah, there was a 70-pound tumor inside him. It's like, oh my God, why didn't we say something? Like, you could have, like...
It's hard.
I know. Like, but, like, if you're her friend, you got to go, you almost got to do the hack thing. Send a text to a different friend and then show her.
No. Like,
because it's just a way to rip the Band-Aid right off.
And it helped me, like, I guess I'm not getting away with this. I thought, okay, it's a few pounds here. I guess I'm not. People are noticing. I'm changing the effect. It was right as I was kind of entering adulthood of like, I guess my metabolism, I need to make some changes as I get older to get a grip on this. So it was good for me.
Yeah, I just think that he's gotten fat will never work on a girl.
Thank you. Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say.
I processed it, it was it's a bad idea. All right, well, Haley's got a friend who's put on 50 pounds. She's concerned for a plethora of reasons. So what should she do next? Except for a food intervention, we need your advice. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We are asking ChatGPT, what exactly is a food intervention? You sit down with somebody. We have an OPP from Haley. She was on the phone a little bit ago, and she said one of her best friends has put on 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. She's asked her the questions, which I would have never thought of it. She's like, how's your job? How's your marriage? And her friend's like, no, it's great. Everything's great. Yeah. And she wants to know what to do next. And it's been suggested by the family that they do a food intervention.
I mean, I think that's where you look at them and you go, you're not taking care of yourself. What are you eating? You should be eating better. It's horrible.
Well, but Haley did say this does seem unlike her friend.
Right.
Too. So I don't know if what that means exactly, but.
To Erica's point, her friend is aware. Like, unless you have a brain tumor, which I actually know somebody that happened to as well, where they gained like 50 pounds because they had a brain tumor, because they, like, they'd eat lunch and then they'd be sitting there going, yeah, it's lunchtime.
Oh, I think there's also just things in your body that can change, like
thyroid.
Hormones and thyroid. Yes.
Yeah. But like, there could be something medically wrong with her. But when it comes to weight, I don't want to say when it comes to weight in women, but it is worse.
What do you mean?
It's just, it's something like you don't just approach. You don't just go, guys are like, hey man, what's going on there, dude? Packing it on. What size are you now? But like with women, you got to treat it with kid gloves. But like.
Well, also because it's like none of your business.
But it's also your business if there's something mentally or physically wrong with her and you go, well, weight's too taboo to talk about, and then she just dies.
Okay.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Kim?
Hi, yai guys.
Yai. What do you think?
I just think she should keep her opinions to herself. I think as long as her friend is okay mentally and she's not kind of noticing all of those or any of those underlying things, I just, I feel like that just it opens a bad door. As somebody who has had issues with food and things in the past, people have only ever noticed when I gained weight, which is when I was my healthiest. And then when I was losing weight, they would say, oh my gosh, you look so good. Not necessarily knowing that the worst parts of my life were when I was eating the less or the least.
Because so, you had, yeah.
So,
yeah. So it doesn't feel like a happy or a good door. Like if she's being a good friend, if she's a happy human, we should love her at any weight. Obviously, if that gets a little more extreme than like it's affecting your health, then maybe.
I know, but
it
like,
doesn't seem that it's gotten that far.
If it is like a job or a husband thing, if I just ask T-Hack straight up, so your marriage good? He's going to go like, yeah. Like he's never good. Like, or even your best friend, you're not going to go like, oh my God, that's what it is. Like it's hard sometimes. Like you're going to lie the first 10 times.
Not if it's like a close friend. And you're like, oh my gosh, the floodgates can open.
Mm-hmm. And if she's not going to tell her about her marriage problems, I don't necessarily feel like her being the one to say, so I've noticed your weight, probably wouldn't be appropriate then either.
No.
Yeah.
But is there something to not letting it get to something more severe, more dangerous, like trying to nip it in the bud, kind of, if you sense she's on that path?
So many texters.
Her family would know her well enough to where they would say, okay, yeah, maybe we should all step in. Her family would be more concerned.
Is saying
not so
step
much
in.
Like...
I just think this is the thing that I don't like saying out loud, but I think some bad marriages can be underneath the surface, and your best friends and your family might not see it. But this is the cry for help. The food is the cry for help.
We don't know that it's the food. She's
I know
hung
we
out
don't,
with her.
But like,
and also the texters are saying she's obviously changed clothes sizes. She knows.
I know she knows.
This isn't something that's happening that she's not aware of. Yeah.
And you can gain weight in a happy relationship as well.
Very true.
For sure. But I think 50 feels like a little too much happiness, maybe. You know?
But
thank you for the call, Kim.
Yeah, that's us judging like what we think someone should look like.
100%. I understand. We're all going to be really sad when Haley calls back, if she had called back and went, she had a tumor the size of a fire truck in her. And like, we were all like tiptoeing around it because weight is a taboo subject. And it's like, again, I stand by all of our opinion. Walking in with a food like intervention is 100% not right. But not saying anything is not right either. Rhonda?
Yai.
What do you think?
So I have been the person who put on 15 or 20 pounds, and I have very gracious friends and family, but it was medical. It was like three things at once. It was metabolism slowed down, perimenopausal, and thyroid issue. So what I would do as a strategy would be to say to this friend, gosh, I feel like I'm kind of like gaining weight here, and I didn't really notice it till I saw a picture of myself. And then I realized, wow, I have really put on some weight.
So you personalize it, like you're gaining weight as well?
Yeah.
Is that what they did with you?
But
I mean, I don't think so. I noticed it, and then I took care of it. But what I would do is put into her head the three things that it was. It was perimenopause. It was metabolism. It was thyroid. And say, like, I got it balanced out. If it's a health issue, she could get that.
Yeah.
If one of my friends who is thinner than I am
started talking
about how they've put on weight, I'd be like, great, you think I'm a cow? Great. Good to know.
Yep.
Good to know. I'd be pissed.
Don't talk to her. Yeah. Don't talk to her. Don't.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm learning about the suburbs as we have recently moved to them.
Okay.
And I don't really know. Sometimes I worry I'm not friendly enough.
Let me help you out. You're not.
I don't even know where you're going with this, but I was thinking yesterday, who in the room has RBF and it's not you?
Oh, thank you. Who is it?
I don't know, because I thought it was me, but I think people mistake me for being friendly because I was at the grocery store checking out and people were chatting to me about, like, I was so annoyed.
You guys,
there's so much to unpack here.
Speak to the public, and we are just so intentionally off-putting. It's like,
but the self-checkout, it was like the attendant is coming, and I was like, I didn't steal anything. I just leave me alone.
I think that you're so little that people are like, she's gotta be nice. She can't hurt me.
We need to examine RBF real quick.
Yeah,
I
think it's you, Slacker.
Yeah, I agree.
But never forget that you then set it off by going like,
Stop. By the way, I saw the video.
It hasn't been posted.
That's not funny. It's not funny. I don't tap dance. I don't have jazz hands. You guys, be nicer to
me. Metaphorical.
No, here's my thing. I walk fast and I think people think I'm angry all the time, but I don't think my face does it. I don't think
it's your aura, have RBF. Man.
I have walk fast syndrome, WFS. Like I just, and I do it intentionally here because you know there's certain people here.
Yeah, you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving.
You're in a conversation. They're like a vortex. They're like a little conversation NATO, and they're just like waiting for somebody to fall into their web, and you're like, just keep
I fell into one of those webs recently. I can't believe I haven't told you guys.
You did?
I'll update you after this.
Okay, so back to you and your...
So I moved into the suburbs. Yeah. I guess it's like my first time living in the suburbs.
Isn't here? The house you're in right... You were in before that you wouldn't call that? I guess it's more...
No, that was like so Inglewood, heart of Inglewood.
Yeah, you're close enough to Broadway that you can't really...
Real close to Broadway. Yeah, I couldn't call it the suburbs.
Okay.
So we had, you know, one before we even fully moved in, we were over there just bringing a couple things over, and a guy comes running across the street to introduce himself. He's so nice. Oh, Australian accent. So it took me a minute. Mm. I was like, I don't know what he's saying. And if you're hearing this,
sorry.
You're so nice. We love you.
Okay.
And then we move in, and then a zucchini bread gets left on our...
Gross.
No, it's so good.
Oh God. It's delicious. Of all the
they
breads,
put enough sugar in that.
I know, yeah. I understand, but it's like, it's you're just pawning off your zucchini, bro. Like, make banana bread. If you're going to make
they
a bread...
They actually got it from their favorite, like, local bakery.
Oh, they purchased it?
They intentionally went out.
Zucchini bread is what my parents make when they have 3,000 zucchinis in the garden, and they're just like, we got to offload some of these crappy zucchinis.
I think it's the worst
of the breads.
It's so good.
It's so good. And they left a card and a little plant. And in the card, they said, you know, this is from our favorite local bakery. It's gluten-free just in case. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing. I don't know what they look like. So now I'm like always looking over the fence. And they left their phone number. And so I texted and was like, thank you so much. These are our names. This is our dog's name. Because they put their dog's name on their card. And then I was like, you know, next time you see us, say hi. So I keep kind of standing out, looking over the fence. Like, is it you? Is it you?
You just need to call out the dog.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah.
Is this like your nightmare? Like
a little bit, yeah.
I was thinking about you today because then a third, our next door neighbor.
Oh my God, leave me alone.
I'm outside with Swanson and I just hear, hi neighbor. And she was poking her head over and she's like, I wanted to introduce myself. And I thought, oh my gosh, Slacker would hate this.
I would hate it.
And I loved it.
Why? You're the one who brought up just the other day that you don't want to have small talk conversations. You said that. You brought that on.
And but now it feels suddenly different with neighbors. I want to like be a neighborhood gal.
Retweet.
I want to do a block party. Yes. I want to do the 4th of July. The kids are on their bikes. I don't have kids, but your kids can be on their bikes. Swanson's out with like little things on his ears.
That's really your goal. Oh my God.
And I think I moved into a place that'll be like that. We've already got zucchini bread and a couple hellos.
Hack has no choice. He shares a wall with neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you already said, you do the don't ask, don't tell. You pretend they don't exist.
They pretend
you don't exist.
That's the way it should be.
Why?
Like, ignore each other and like pretend you're dead. You want to be the only people on the planet. Oh my God, if I could have acreage and just never speak to another person as long
you
as I live.
You allow people to just enter.
I do, people I like.
How did you get to know those people?
He admitted to liking you.
No, Aaron's never come through that door. She's not allowed. She knows the code.
I just go through the garage.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know. You're right.
Yeah, you have neighbors you're friends with.
They're in the basement right now.
No, but here's the deal. We met more organically, not that stupid.
How?
Like, here's a cherry pie. Welcome
That's
to the neighborhood.
The nicest way. And
oh
left
God,
a card
so...
being like, these are our names, our kids' names, our dog name. I hope they're listening right now.
Don't you think? Oh my God. I can't open the text line because I know people are going to hate me for this.
303-222-5423. You may text or call.
I don't think. I feel it reeks of desperation. Like, I'm so lonely that, look, fresh blood in the hood. It's exactly like...
It was a full family Of course, it's a mom, a dad, yep, two kids, and a dog. They're not desperate.
Like, you're putting on. You're like, we're the best family in this neighborhood, and I want you to know. We're the best family.
There is something so wrong with both of you.
Listen to me. You just admitted that you got caught in the conversational web in the hallway. This is exactly the same thing. These are people just sitting around going, honey, honey. Like, can you imagine the conversation they had? Oh, look, there's a U-Haul out front. Like, let's run to the bakery so we can be friends with them.
The Smiths are going to get him a note. We got to get him the cake because we can do it better.
That's a dream. It's a dream.
Oh my God, they're just losers.
Also, these are people, this is the neighborhood you move in. You don't leave for like 30 years. Oh my God. So this means these people are like, let's go.
The kids that are on the note, whatever, they could be babysitting your kids eventually.
Don't worry, Aaron. We've talked about it.
See?
We've discussed it. Dog sitting as well. Dream come true.
Losers. So now are you in on it? So are you going to become like you're...
Yeah, there's no houses like near me for sale right now. Otherwise, I would be keeping an eye.
Because they're the best. They would do best.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I have put I've put at least Erica in the wrong mood before we start here.
Yeah.
I have something I want to talk about. Stop me if you've heard this. I'm gonna try to be better.
Not again.
Still. So I'm doing physical therapy now as opposed to any surgery for all the weirdness that's happening with my leg and blah blah blah. And unfortunately, as I'm a new patient at this physical therapy place, the only appointments, because they really want to do it a lot, but they're booked way out. So the only appointments available were at 7 a.m.
Pretty brutal.
That is the suckiest time in the world to be somewhere that isn't your house.
Yeah.
I know other people who have real jobs are screaming at the radio going, you're an a-hole for saying this.
7 a.m. is early even if you have a quote-unquote real job.
Yeah.
To be ready and there, like, let's go at 7. Yeah. That means you're up way before 7. Like that.
And it's in Thornton, which isn't...
Good God.
Well, for you, Thornton is, but like Thornton is just across the way from me. I mean, it's no farther north from me, but it's considerably west.
Across the entire town.
I go a bit. It's about 20 minutes, but it's 6:30 in the morning when I'm going over there.
Okay.
It's 20 minutes, but I give myself 30 minutes, right? So this morning it's like 6:30. I'm like, gotta go. Nobody hates being late more than me. I hate making people wait. Especially if they know who I am or what I do. It's just like, I'm Slacker and you shall wait until I arrive and then you will give me my set. I hate that.
Okay.
I was late today.
So. Oh.
I know. This was my way. Okay. I don't really have any other story.
You were late by like
if you
2 minutes.
Do it again.
I'm T.A. You will wait for
No. But I mean, you guys feel, I don't also like being early because it's like a waste of my time.
Yeah.
I like to be right on time.
But, okay.
Yeah. I hate when this is hijacking. Oh,
no.
It feels so good to do it. I went to a nail appointment recently and I waited 30 minutes before they started my nails.
30 minutes from your scheduled time?
My scheduled appointment time. I showed up five minutes early. I thought maybe they can sneak me in. I can get out of here sooner. 30 minutes. And that pissed me off because an appointment is not a suggestion.
I love that you're saying this because I wonder if it'll change when I'm done.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So, no, I'm very curious because I'm really going to try to take today and make myself better. Okay. I swear.
Were you late?
You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I think this might be it. This might be the one. Yes, I was late.
How?
So I leave my house and Tesla's going, hey man, you should take 124th. And I'm like, 120th is by my house. The appointment is off 120th. I'm like, why would I go to a different road? But I'm like, you know what, baby? You've never steered me wrong. Let's just do it.
Literally. Steered you. Okay.
So I go and I get on 124th and it's a parking lot. It's
at 6:30 in the morning.
Wild, right? This is a rural nothing burger of a road.
Hey, you're going to Thornton. Who lives there?
At 6:30 in the morning, no one's going there unless there's a Krispy Kreme there.
Okay.
So if that hot sign is on.
Oh my gosh, you've got to be. pullover.
Do they always give you a donut when the hot size? Did I ever tell you, you know, the story of like one time Noah had a doctor's appointment? Like over in that part of town, and then we're driving by and the hot sign was on and he was like, oh, they gave him shots and stuff. And I was like, oh, turn the car in. And we walk into the store and they're like, here you go. And they handed each of us a donut. And I'm like, what? And like, hot sign's on. I'm like, wait, what? But I'm like, that's all I wanted. But then I couldn't just go peace out. So
then you bought
then
more.
Then I bought like a dozen donuts. Because you have to, like, thank you for the.
You're like, I was coming for this.
This is all we were going to get was two hot glazed donuts.
They saw you coming. They knew.
When the hot light signal is on, it means that there's fresh ones.
Yeah.
You can receive one free hot original glazed donut per person with any purchase. So it's kind of
they
interesting
just
that
presumed
they
presumed that I would.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I was just like, well, rock on. This is literally what we wanted.
We used to pull over when the hot sign was on as kids, and I don't think those were free.
You got nothing?
Well, my parents would buy one for each of us.
Maybe one of them was free or something.
Maybe.
They did that.
It did say you have to, like, ask. They don't just, presumably.
If you go through the drive-thru, maybe they just presume anyway. So I'm driving 124th parking lot, and then I get to Highway 85, and I'm like, there's the arrow, like the truck, whatever. And I'm like, oh, you guys are doing construction.
Yeah.
At 6:30 in the morning. Mm.
That's when they do it.
And, you know, I look and I'm like, 85 is like closed down. It's like awful. I'm like, you guys, like, do this at 3 in the morning. When they redid I-25, it was at 3 in the morning.
But then they're finishing up around 6:30 in the morning.
Was it all Teslas on the road? It was all like... All the Teslas were like, take this road.
You know, he says Tesla because I made him do that years ago and I've stopped doing it.
Tesla?
Because that's really how you say it. It's Nikolai Tesla was his name.
I don't care. Tesla all the way. Yeah, I'm going to dumb that down so even quick.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
You can't even pronounce Hyundai.
It's Hyundai.
Did I say it right?
Oh, no, yeah. You still had it. A-R. Oh, like, say right. Sunday.
Sunday.
Now say huh.
Huh.
Now say Sunday.
Sunday.
Say huh.
Huh.
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
There it is. Well, we don't have time to get to what I was going to say.
What?
So then, no one understands stop signs. I am livid. I finally get to my appointment. I'm 15 minutes late for my appointment. I mean, and I'm just like apologetic. And he's like, well, I've already started with somebody else because they kind of stack us and whatever. So I'm like, I deserve it.
I'll wait.
But I'm tense because of everything. And then I pull my phone out and I look and I'm like, I'm going to go on the reunion Facebook page and go, what the, like, these construction people, I'm going to find them. I'm going to choke them out. Cause like, dude, you don't close, like wrap it
Slacker,
up by five.
This is how construction works.
It wasn't construction. There was a tragic accident this morning and somebody died.
Oh.
And I am sitting at this appointment and this wave came over me of like, you complete asshole think that being late to your PT appointment is the most important thing that's ever happened and somebody isn't going home. So there, that's my, like,
I'm still am angry at an appointment starting 30 minutes late.
I'm not, you really are? Like, maybe her kid was sick and like she was running by, like, I want to run everything through the filter of no one did it on purpose. Like, I think we as people go, those construction guys were making me late on purpose. Or because they're like, we can keep it up. We do this till 6:30. We'll watch all these Tesla drivers.
I mean? Construction guys are doing it on purpose.
I know
they're
not.
And I don't think nail girls are doing it on purpose.
I don't think so either.
But you were still mad.
But
like,
I think the nail place likes to jam as many people in as they can. Someone probably walked in 20 minutes before my appointment and said, could you do my nails? And they said, sure. And it's like, not if there's an appointment.
But what if you find out somebody died?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they were getting their nails done for a funeral.
Find a different time.
The Slacker Show.
I'm Dr. Karini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice.
105.9. Meta is in the news, and their employees are not happy. I want to get everyone's opinion on in the room on what's going on over there at Meta.
What's happening at Meta?
Nothing good.
Well, so Meta's, they've made a decision where they're going to start monitoring their employees' computer activities. Mouse clicks, keyboard strokes, everything like that. They're going to monitor. And so far, like 20,000, I think, employees have signed a petition going, no.
I'm sorry.
I think it's more in depth than that, but basically, no.
If you're signing that, you're screaming, I either don't do anything at work or I'm doing nefarious stuff at work. Like, I wouldn't care if they monitored my keyboard strokes here.
Well, but they're monitoring what you're typing?
Yeah, just like all of your activity while you're on a work computer.
Yeah, I'm going to be real with you. I've done a lot of wedding planning at work.
I've browsed Amazon for sure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But I'm honest.
But let me just ask you this. I don't think they're looking for that. I think they're looking for if you go to the Knot or wherever your wedding site is. I should know this. It's something
Zola.
Else. Yeah. If you go to Zola and then you're clicking strictly on Zola for the next 4 hours, well, that's problematic.
Right.
But if, like, we all go have answering a moment where we go through.
Or, yeah.
Or don't you think they'll just take whatever, like, the bottom, whatever, 10% and go, let's investigate this. It doesn't automatically mean, like, you'll be fired. Or the bottom 10 if it's like, this seems suspicious. Or, like, you're visiting way too many outside. Yeah. Don't they have to give them a little leeway of...
And I take it as they're seeing if you're doing anything. Mouse clicks? That means they're wondering if you're like...
Well, you know, you can fake that.
Yeah.
There are the programs, and guys at Meta would probably know how to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where it just keeps your mouse moving around and it clicks occasionally. Well, but like,
so our sales team has kind of a hybrid schedule. They're here sometimes, they're gone other times. And I went...
Okay.
Okay. So I went back and I had a question for Allison. And she goes, I don't know. Let me call Nick. And Nick was not in. And I went, I had kind of a panic, like, oh no, oh
did
no.
Did you just get
I'm
Nick?
Like, I'm going to get him in trouble. Like, he's at the beach or whatever he's doing. Like, he's. And she called. And he goes, hello. He answered right away. She's like, hey, can you look up? Yep. I'm going to look it up. And I don't know where he was. I don't need to know where he was. But he answered her question. And I didn't rat him out. And I was like, good. I like that. Like, if you are going to work remotely, especially, you can take a little risk, but. It's a risk.
You just
your
don't
boss
want,
might call at any time.
You don't want Elitch's noises in the background when your boss calls, though. You don't want, like, splashing and...
I think most people who work from home, am I being naive, are actually home.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are being naive.
I mean, sometimes Dane works from home and sometimes...
Is what?
We're just off doing whatever.
Yes, you're at a bar.
No, very in the middle of the day. Yeah, I gotta come here.
Have you met you?
But sometimes we go work out together or something that's like during his work.
You're out
day.
With the dog. You're
or
like
walk at the dog. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. I feel I would not complain. I feel like when you complain, it's like when they go, we're going to make a law where we're going to put a speed camera right here. I'm like, if I go, well, that's a travesty. I'm admitting that I speed there. Because if I don't speed there, then why would I care if you put a speed camera right there?
Is it just general invasion of quote unquote privacy?
Do you have any privacy on a work computer?
I don't know. And I think it's
let's ask IT here. How much do they know about my wife?
Here's our thing.
They know a lot.
Yes. Our dude is violates protocol and morality more off. Our IT guy, Andre, love you, brother.
He
but
also
I mean,
participates in it, though.
Yes.
Like does other things on his work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If an Amazon package comes to this station, it's our engineers, and no, it's not engineering stuff. It's like, ooh, the ice cube tray's got here, and you're like, nerds, work, work. The Odyssey app sucks, you guys. It's not their fault.
That's not on them.
I think for this, I think if you work remotely, I think it's completely fine if they monitor because we're trusting, we're letting you.
Sure.
But if you're making me come into the office and you're going to be monitored, now I don't like that.
That's incorrect.
You're making me all come here and you're breathing
you
down my neck.
You have to work both places, T-Hack.
But I'm already here, so trust me, I'm here.
No,
what
but
do
if
I-
it's also a work-given computer, I think there should be an automatic, like, we have the right to monitor.
True.
You can't go to the hub on your work
not
computer.
The hub. I want to make sure you're not clicking, like, inappropriate links as well that could download viruses.
Right.
Yeah.
Zola doesn't do that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to know if I should break up with my boyfriend.
Oh, God. She's got a smile on her face, so I think we're okay.
How much information would you like out on the air? You have broken up with him.
We've had our difficulties.
Slacker.
It wasn't fully a breakup.
You don't get to throw a grenade in the room and go like, my first reaction was again.
Only once.
Yeah.
Congrats. Like people in glass houses, I am in since divorce, I have done the step and repeat more than once with more than one person. So
step and repeat. I like it called that.
And you're just like, God, this is toxic, but come over.
This is the only time I've done that.
Oh, you've never broken up with someone and gotten back together with them.
Normally we're scorched.
Okay, so
I don't think she was referring
this
to
one
that.
Might be scorched.
Here's the
and that
thing.
Was a while ago. I feel like what she said wasn't like yesterday.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
I would like to say that I think Aaron's probably being facetious and going to say something cute, and I have ruined it by bringing up a terrible time in her relationship.
Well, now that you brought that up, so we went to go meet some new friends at the studio. These friends have like an at-home studio. We wanted to go check it out.
Like cool. A music studio?
Yes, okay. Recording. It was really cool. And so it's awkward. We don't know these people. We're kind of doing small talk. We're waiting to go in, but they're recording, so we can't. So it's just awkward. And after a while, we go in. It's fine. We're getting ready to leave. And I'm like, oh my God, my fly is down. And he goes, yeah, I saw that. I was wondering if I should tell you.
Ooh.
And I said, you didn't?
For how long?
At least 10 minutes, I think.
How did it get down?
Yeah.
My pants were really tight and they just...
Okay, so it was one of those like, it like shimmy shakes its way down. Yeah. Not you went to the bathroom
no,
and then
it
sent
just shimmy
you.
Shakes its way like half down.
You didn't flip it.
No.
You didn't flip the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe less to men?
I don't... Yeah,
I've
don't
never had
ever.
Such really? A... Such a tightness there.
We know. It is. I think it's a tight pants thing. So maybe it's mostly for women.
Okay. There's several angles about this. What if it was broccoli in your teeth?
Absolutely. Tell me. Same thing.
But I mean, would you be as mad because it's just your teeth? It's not your naughty bits. But also, girls' naughty bits, you're not really...
It's not
there's not
out.
A risk of anything
what if
happening
I
there.
Wasn't wearing underwear that day?
Even then... It's
that
just more
would
of a
be weird,
but it's also just kind of a like, especially this is a first impression of these new people that you're making. You roll in like,
and not only that, I'm 5'2", and I was standing, and there was
everyone else was sitting.
Yes.
Oh no.
So they are eye level with my crotch.
They knew. So then
everyone's just like, wow.
What if?
Do you think they wait? Do you think they got to watch it?
Watch it, zip it,
just
like when a DVD logo goes for the corner.
Right. And you're oh just, my you're like each of you is like touching each other. Don't tell me. Again.
It's like if your boyfriend had said it in front of everyone, your ex-boyfriend had said it in front of everyone, like it was a room like this, and he was like, "Hey, your fly's down. Would you have been
no,
mad?
You don't
if
do
it was
that.
A room like this, it's fine.
But, well, but
with
like
us.
We're all
there,
sitting around.
He could have like whispered to me or like. When we got into the studio, because then we kind of like split up, he could have been like, hey, by the way. Or yeah, send a text. Be discreet.
XYZ.
XYZ.
Yeah.
I forgot
is that
about
the thing?
Yeah. I forgot about
what's
that.
XYZ mean?
Examine your zipper.
But examines with an E.
But you don't remember saying that to people?
Me
hey,
either.
XYZ. And then you know that your zipper's
but if
down.
Everyone knows it, then it's no longer a code. That's the stupidest code I ever heard in my
it's
life.
It's still a coy way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aaron, BIS. Boyfriend is stupid. Everyone knows the code. Boyfriend
no
is stupid. BIS. XYZ, BIS.
I would have started a fight.
Obviously.
I would have started a fight. Like, you tell me when there's stuff in my teeth, when my hair's sticking up weird.
I don't know that, I'm not defending him. The sitting down part is bad.
It's bad.
That's the bad part. But, like, I would presume, like, I don't know that I would notice the way you sit in here, I can't see either of your crotches. Mm-hmm. It's mostly awesome. It's court ordered.
But, just unzipped all the time.
Airing it out, huh?
Do you think they got to watch it?
To what?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Wait,
there's just so much. I would have told you to zip it up just to watch it go again.
I'll wear those pants in next time, and I'll let you know.
Could we do like a time lapse of your? We get Aaron
just standing all day.
Feels illegal.
You know, like the zoo cams where you're waiting for like your baby giraffe to be born. We would just have a crotch cam. Like
we could do betting too, like within 2 hours.
We put it behind a paywall.
Yeah.
But like,
hey man,
when will Aaron's cooter get out?
Do I need to call Wanda?
No, this is amazing. And we could just leave the camera on there, and if nothing's happening, yeah, we could put on different songs and see if she moves her hips or whatever, and like see if anything.
Erica's fine. She's single.
Oh, yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Sometimes our private conversations off air spill onto air. We were just having a rousing conversation about cake.
Yeah.
Hold the feral one down, will you, Erica?
I don't know that I can. Do you remember recently she just had a sheet cake in here?
Yeah.
And was eating it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just with
I have
fork.
This whole, this is going to tangent hard right now.
You usually
I'm
do
tangenting
that.
My own thing.
Okay.
There was an incident with TX birthday cake.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. Like I went to the store. I asked you guys an opinion on cake. You didn't answer, Erica. Aaron did. She said,
I have the wrong one.
I know for certain he likes
this
kind of cake.
No, I did not say for
certain. She said, I think.
Okay. Then I get the cake. Then the frosting looked weird.
Not my fault.
And no
didn't
one
refrigerate
would,
it.
No one would eat the cake, blah, blah, blah. So then TX didn't
poison me.
Right. So then I had to throw the cake away because he wouldn't, right. The hoarder in him wouldn't. I threw it away. Very next day, Farrell comes in with a whole gluten-free cake that was.
It was yellow with chocolate frosting.
Yeah,
because that's
it
what
was
Trader
yellow
Joe's
cake.
Has.
Uh-huh.
That's what Trader Joe's
has. The kind
Joe's
you
has.
Told me to buy him. He likes
thought,
yellow cake.
I thought
who
we
likes
had
yellow cake,
about
Aaron?
It.
Aaron
you
does.
Like,
I,
yes.
I like all cake, but that little sheet cake was the Trader Joe's one. Uh-huh. That's the only gluten-free one they have.
It really worries me that she just knows what sheet cakes they have.
No, but it's like TX calling me, hey, Erica's birthday is coming up. Like, what wine does she like? And I'm like, Blanton's whiskey. That's the kind of wine she likes.
Yeah.
The Blanton's kind. And it's like, wait, I thought she likes, no, it's Blanton's, man.
Right.
Pretty sure that's what she likes.
It's
and here's Aaron. Eating yellow cake.
Yeah.
I'm not like, sorry. It was delicious.
I don't get cake.
Thank you.
What do you mean? You don't get it? You don't.
There are a few.
I'll go to the store with you and then we can get it.
I don't want it.
I will say this. I'm not completely on your side.
Okay.
But.
Wait, what?
But, no. But there's a. Cake must have the best hype man on the face. Like,
yeah.
Cake took over birthdays.
Yeah.
Cake took over weddings.
Their marketing team.
Hey, guys.
Strong.
A couple things. There are a couple great cakes in the world. We'll probably disagree about one of them. German chocolate is one of my favorite cakes.
I don't
it's
think
got
I've
the
ever
coconutty
had it.
Frosting.
Does it have caramel?
It's a caramel-ishy coconut. Okay. There's something about it.
Okay.
And there's something about a good, this is going to hurt TX a little bit because I think it's a childhood memory, Bundt cake.
I like
your
a
mom
bundt
had
cake.
A Bundt pan, right? Didn't she make Bundt cakes? No,
no.
You do misremember a Bundt that? German chocolate?
Oh yeah, that's it. Oh, that's another level of like. For some reason, I thought your mom had the cake hole in the no.
No, I don't think so. No, we had the Big Bird pan. I had a Big Bird cake every year.
Oh, mix it in the shape of his head,
and then she had to frost it to actually get it to look like him.
Yeah, like
did she do the
frost.
Little stars like yellow, and then
you just kind of swirl it a little with the knife and gives him the little feathery. And then he has the faceplate. There's a little plastic piece that goes on top.
Oh, and you just set it on,
so it looks like him. Yeah.
That's cute.
Very cool.
But for the most part, especially the kind that TX likes, sheet cake.
Oh,
what is good? Describe the magical. For me, dessert should like do a something in your mouth. It should do something.
I think dessert the cake should, does something. You fork it down.
Well, that's Aaron Farrell. Aaron.
Yeah.
Like we need a video of her like gulluming a yellow cake.
How much of those sheet cakes do you eat? Like.
How many of those?
Oh, no.
How many of those? She don't. How? What do you mean, how much? I saw how much.
That's been my second one that I've ever brought into the studio in my 9 years of being here.
But you ate the whole thing one day.
No. It was over three.
It was in the trash.
Because it stayed over the weekend. I made sure of it.
Oh, it stayed overnight. It had a sleepover.
Yeah.
She goes through sheets like she's printing a book.
Anyway, cake.
Cake.
I just want to...
It's great. I don't
make an argument that what's good
because
about
you can slice it. You can get any size that you want. A lot of other desserts are size prohibitive. Like if you just want a little bit of cake, you can have a tiny little piece. If you want a lot, you can go back up and do.
You get the cake. You get the frosting. Mm-hmm. Two different things for your taste buds.
But sheet cakes have far and away the worst frosting in the history of mankind.
What kind do sheet cakes?
It's just that fluffy white. Yeah. It doesn't have flavor.
Yeah.
It's just sugar emulsified.
I don't feel like I grew up eating mini cakes. I think we did like ice cream cakes. My mom would make this thing called grasshopper pie. It was like an Oreo cookie crust and then mint chip ice cream and then like drizzled chocolate on top.
You have not said a single thing I won't eat in that. Normally it'd have whipped cream or something on it. It doesn't.
And maybe you put whipped cream on top.
We could get that off of there.
Easy.
Yeah, we could get that off.
I love an ice cream cake. I love ice cream. It's probably my favorite dessert. But it's too hard. You got to keep it in the freezer and then you pull it out and you're like, well, let it thaw. We'll sing happy birthday in a little bit.
You can keep a cake on the counter and every time you walk by,
Maybe that's why I don't do cake. Because in my life, that's not been really.
And you ever have someone at your table that scrapes off the frosting and you're looking at it and you're like,
are you going to finish that?
You going to finish that frosting?
Yeah.
No, okay, no.
So you guys actually just want to have cake with Slacker and I. We'll say, go ahead and take it. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I don't normally believe in lawsuits, but I've got one that I can get behind wholeheartedly.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it in a second.
Okay.
Just wait.
I have a story about a teen getting in trouble just for taking public transportation.
What?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Norway.
Ah, Norway, yeah.
I don't know.
What do we think they sound like?
Hello.
I think that's not it.
Okay. They're more like Russian, right?
Da, Norway.
I don't know.
We mean Norway. Cold. Okay.
Well, there's a 14-year-old boy in Norway. He decided to take public transportation. Got his wires crossed a little bit. He actually took the bus. He got behind the wheel.
He
took the bus.
Oh.
Yeah, he took it.
If you tell your kid, make sure you take the bus.
Right.
He got behind the wheel.
He took the bus.
Yeah, he took it for a 200-mile joyride.
I'm sorry.
How old was he? What?
14.
200 miles? I can't 200. Even drive that far.
I know, yeah. Other people were like waving him down and contacting authorities like, hey, there's like a kid driving that.
Okay. And he's like doing the princess wave in the window.
A little bit,
hi, everyone.
Turns out he just really loves buses, and the authorities were very familiar with him because he's done this before.
He takes public transportation.
Two other times, actually.
What?
He drove for hours the first time. The second time, he drove 130 miles. He upped it to 200 miles this time.
Is it just buses, or did he take trains?
Just buses. He loves buses, all without damaging the vehicle.
Okay, well then.
Honestly, let him do it.
Let him be a bus driver.
Yeah.
Put him in the program.
Or book a field trip or something.
Hello?
Like this kid needs something. Yeah. So he was in trouble, though.
In your story.
He was busted.
Oh, my gosh. The wheels on the bus, they went round and round.
They said, we're not going to permit this. Like your driver's permit?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Well, I don't know how they do it in Norway. So.
Okay. My story is not from Florida. It's from New York City.
Oh, I'm walking here.
Yeah, walking over here. There's a New York construction guy who, you know, he was working, right? And then he had like the burrito truck or the taco truck or whatever. Felt it moving in him a little bit, right?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, then he goes into the porta potty. And he's in there doing a porta potty. He's doing the thing, you know. He's letting it go, dropping the kids off at the pool. You know what I'm saying. You know, a little bit of that action. When the defective porta potty flipped over and launched him onto the pavement.
Stop.
How did it launch?
Flip over and launch him.
It's something I won't ever not think about when I'm walking into one again.
Yeah.
He is now suing the Rent-A-Throne company. Yeah, because he says the injuries destroyed his relations life.
What?
Oh, that's why I can get behind.
Pants down.
Mm. He came flying out.
Oh my god.
Flinged out.
Flinged out with his schlong.
With his schlong out, and then who? I'm guessing
just everywhere.
A trail following him.
Of his own.
Of and everyone else's.
Oh my god.
Let's get this guy a gazillion dollars.
Yeah. He's unable to work. And his relationship with his wife is no longer possible.
Yeah. Is there a bigger ick to get than seeing your man flung his junk out?
All right, everyone take a moment to visualize.
Well, I'm just assuming that fall.
Yeah.
Hitting the pavement.
Yeah. Skin in your knees. And then just
and pull, your junk.
And then the infection is coming straight ew. Behind you. Oh. There's lots of it.
The skin is junk for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Those.
Can we visualize it one more time?
Some ointment over here.
Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.